I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's that time of year when frequent flyers start thinking about what status they're going to get next year. Qualifying miles are different than the reward miles that you redeem. They're the ones that give you elite status with an airline. Earning them depends on how much you fly, how far, and on what class of ticket. If you're just a few miles shy of the next level when the year is up, many airlines actually hit the reset button. This January, American Airlines will actually let you pay for qualifying miles before the membership year ends in February. Say you want to get gold status, which requires 25,000 qualifying miles. You can do that by purchasing booster miles to get there, or pay a flat fee of $650 to renew your status. Keep your eyes open for end-of-year mileage offers from other airlines like Delta and United. But remember, you need to always do the math. If it costs hundreds of dollars to get status, and you don't fly very often, it may be cheaper to pay a la carte for perks like premium seats and early boarding. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.